Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm on this prayer call with you this morning from Fort Worth, Texas, where I have been attending and a part of Victorython for the Kenneth Copeland Ministries Victory Channel, where we have a program, and he lets all the programmers free of charge be on there, that the Word, a wonderful, uncompromising Word of God and its teaching can go around the world. And so I left home a week ago today, and or tomorrow I think it was, and flew directly to Brother Max and Quinn's, where we had a wonderful Rosh Hashanah meeting. We prayed, and then the Spirit just took over from there, and we had the most wonderful worship time, lifted up in worship. True worship from the heart that I've been in a long, long time. It was so wonderful. And I know that in those times, God is working on us and preparing us for the glory to which we are called. It was just simply wonderful. Brother Max and Sister Quinn provided a perfect atmosphere of love for us. And then I looked up, and there were so many WWPs, and some of you had driven a long way to be there with us. As I look over what we received last week, and then in the Rosh Hashanah, I see so much about our being a company, about this being the end of days, about the future is at hand, and even over praying into the future. I think the one line that I brought away from Rosh Hashanah meeting is, this year will be a rapid change, a year of rapid change. And, oh, last night, I'm telling you, I was in the glory. I was on the platform there with Brother, actually they gave a tribute to Brother Kenneth Hagin, Sr., because he had moved to heaven 20 years before. And there, Brother Copeland honored him as the father of his faith. And there on the platform with Kenneth Hagin's son, Pastor Kenneth Hagin, we call him Kenneth Hagin Jr., and Craig, his son. And there on the platform was another son of a great, even Brother Copeland's spiritual father. There was Richard Roberts, son of Oral Roberts. And they put us on the platform, and, oh, I tell you, I was just so blessed to be allowed to sit there with them. And I actually felt and sensed the force of love and what it brings. Peace, unity, the unity necessary for the glory. I'm so encouraged. So encouraged that we're moving in to the days of the glorious church. And like I preached at the Pastor Mac and Lynn Hammond's church on, I believe it was Sunday. I preached there Saturday and Sunday. I believe it was Sunday. The manifestation of the glory in the church, the rapid change, I preached Friday night, will happen in the world. Yes, it's happening even now. Weather, wars and rumors of wars, all of that that's predicted. But, oh my, the rapid change. I preached this in the last service, the Sunday service, two Sunday services. It's in us. And I saw that change last night. Oh, my Jesus, I'm so encouraged. I do need to do a bit of housekeeping right here at the first. I am in Fort Worth. And I need to check out of my room and get to the plane. So I'm going to be on the call at noon exactly 5 minutes after 12. We'll give Brenda and the staff time to get everything going out at Prayer Mountain, but I will call in at exactly 5 minutes past the hour. Wherever you are, if you're in California, 5 minutes after 10. If you're on the East Coast, it'll be 5 minutes after 11. in Norway, I don't know what time it will be right now. I could look and see. But 5 minutes past the hour, I will call in. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. I hit the wrong button. I'm here. Praise the Lord. I'm praying. Praise the Lord.
Oh, it was so wonderful being with you. And I just want to say here with everybody how wonderful it was being with Max and Quinn. And Max, did you archive that meeting? Did you put
yes,
it up?
Yes, it's up on our website, on YouTube, and on Facebook. Go to the 6:30 service on the 15th, September 15th, 6:30 p.m.
Just
Friday,
wonderful.
Last Friday. Yes, thank the Lord. It was
Did you enjoy it, Brother Max?
Oh, my goodness. We all enjoyed it. Spirit of the Lord, even Brenda the next day. It just carried on all weekend.
The Spirit
of God is still here. Praise the Lord. Yes. Thank you so much for being with us. Praise the Lord.
Just such an honor. Just so thankful that he's joined all of us. And I want to say to the prayer company that he called us that last week. This is my company in prayer. Stay together. And so, Father, we will stay together. We will walk in love. We will magnify your name. We will meditate your words that you're kind enough to give us. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do what you say. You said, pray first of all for those who are in authority. Lord, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't want to be one of them. I wouldn't want to be one of those with such a load, such a time to be a leader of nations. Oh, God, help them. Help them. You told us to pray for them, and you wouldn't have told us that if you wouldn't do it, if you wouldn't be willing. So those leaders, God, that you see, the ones we have, the ones we're going to have, we really believe, Lord, for the United States of America. And I know others on this line are believing for their neighborhoods, wherever they live, wherever they are. We lift up this country. We have covenants. You speak of being a covenant God. George Washington made covenants. Our patriot fathers made covenants. And we call upon you, the covenant-keeping God. We know, God, we confess, like Daniel did for his nation, that we didn't keep our covenant like we should have. But, oh, Lord, there's so many in this country that love you and that have faith that you will forgive us and that you will bring us into the place you designed to bring us into. We're just so thankful for your design of bringing this gift of tongues and interpretation into the way it was designed. You spoke to me years ago that we're going to see these gifts function like they were designed to function. And we know that tongues and interpretation is to reveal. And you said to us even last week that you reveal the future to us in prayer. So we count on that today, Lord. We count on further understanding, further revelation, further blessing, quickening of our very souls, quickening of our spirits. You're just so faithful, and we just love you so much, Lord. I want to thank you once again for Max and Quinn. I want to thank you for everybody on this line. I want to thank you that they're faithful. I want to thank you that they're faithful to you, and I want to thank you that they're faithful to us in joining us on this prayer call. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, Abba, la sute valin jono cobra bache hene nicolatia. Grande nicola capaya nahasito logo prefrosto scende isciato. Sobsiato ve manio no kuai. Benduato Majuda Misti
Mishti anto, oh kalakahe na kohola kapratia. Ile do do chwa shana no 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 kohole kahala kaya na kahala kapratia da gondoshki de chato. Si brato franye ne kwa makilo denye. Ishato ma chote le koholaila. Kabila kahala kaya na kahala kapratia na nanye ne kohola kapitara katanye. Mashki topra kafra kataya nikola ko bibadanye ne kohula kaka. Pasho nene monua upra fraktiato. Belo chue shon talakai. E dobrava hanye ne kobre pre poshon nene ko tashka te chapto to ko chapto. Prevrato shetia. Asho, hala makai, ena ko la kavrakti apu doko chande. Pishwa makule kele kai. Aliando lo le tesh kata brebre. Wastione ve kai. Palido amana kiete fraktia. Oh, bachete le kapra. Ωσιάτια τα άγκρα. Μέρικο, 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 μέρικο. Βάχαλα κάια να καλά κάια. Μα κολοκόμπρε. Πάσιο τέτε δι καλά γύλα. Γαμπρο το οτσέτια να κοχολάιλα. Ειδικά, μιαν έναν όμπρε. Ekayanta. Pahanya kalakaya na ku uepara. Oleshetia nangolo ko olapra. Ichwashkoto. Ikalataya. Gangalai. Gangala mia. Ha. Lo, 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 lo. Lo, 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 pahanini, moka haratishko. Yelu duko pafa kachang dolo kushetke. Isha tora, mashki keli atla. Idu du juashka tanche. Ma. Oh, toto ko ali. Toto to ali maya. Gali do dierwa bajwe, dja joshita, makola kaya. Oh, saprakai. Kafi do niero no no, nene kaha. Oh, paletito. Oh, balatita sani. Ki paratai akkola ketia. Mashkatora, mashkatora. Bubua franjene tora bayato. Gili ban shorno njene kohola kajeno kupa paljete. Ishatora kotanja na kohola kaj. Aprata, fratja. Isato, mangala kora. Pancho se ambaretitio no kopre. Gavidanje ne kora patute, patute fabanje ne kohole besh kotoro. Oh, saprino, saprino. Abe tua franjeko obavi denja to kopra kalalajla. Istiona no kora. Istiona kaya na kalati toto kopa. Gavitalia ta. Gajunteria na kora. Dudu je chichua shabara to bebele itanyo no kohola kava. Makole beliato. Oli dueri on nuno nombre kalita nuno kohle kere te kalakaya na kahalakaya. Iswabala anyotava. Mango mangalita. Shetaro kupra prakriata. Kukalakaya. And brefretanya neka. Sato no cupre fratisho no la capacchia no nombre. Kipe la halatata la cole kemra bataschi d'angio no cupre fratisho. E sato no cuculai la capra kito no cupre. Vajuta pele te fracco tamaya na kie. Ashi dalai la la ko ho nyane nyananye na nambala tatito toko. Kariata le brepe tanyo ne velai. Oh. Ibaratishko tambra katashatya takotahashatya. Che ti cattaia la cola caia. Grossiva manierto. Grossiva manierto fenie. Gamballito abidene ne cai. Asciur mangiarono e blidua fracchito. Cascatora. Cascatora vigna. Kashkatora vinya maki, alibatoho naki la taia. Kaparatishko. Kambalatishka atyana kuhule kaya na kahalaila. Widonya nekai, widonya feshke. But shutu. Sembra tu scadono come è. Pascicai a te. Meschido ora pai, ma quello coprete. E vero di sua, ma le toccia fra quello compretti e le cai. Suidanya megalitaya to tokolachi. Idwarion embashko magilatito. Ah, no, akai. Sendi do gobrevre de shando kaha. Mo koladishka ta prefretenye de koholai. Ishando lo koholai la. Pakitodia. Oh, my God. Igovre. Palito pragombre vredushka da braka. Ijinye ne nombre kale kale dinyo no kafre abinyo no kopre. Kandiatai, pastora, pastora. E já te corro na mãe, na cala cacaia. Que lhe compõe, pra te ligo onde lhe calai a tótia brandiana na compre. E pra tai, ma cole e tenia nega. Itabra, bratia. O sharam korati fra kala kokombre kiti kapache. E jirikato ore kakaya na ko ola kapa. Ili du jua shanieto, pavele dubra va jonege liti akta. Liti akta fra mogalitaya. Abubra maki. Lele tupra escuto boa, ma jonierto lava la paia na calalila.
Oli daña neka. I jete braka alinio. Ko bledere kai angola braki. Ištia dobra. Ištia dobra. Ko pua. Ike le ka fra. I nje neka le ka buelto. Ko le ka? Ha-a. Šo lo kape. I šato lo kora. Ka vide ka la kaja. Angela tiško. Rdevre bed vade kočene ko le kaj. I šato lo kobre ke te frenjeno ko le kaj. Angela gadabri ka le ko kobre ke ti ka ta anče te ko opra. Miška tora. Ištiato papa. Ištiato pa. Norai abito. Gabo djene na kala dinjo no kobro. Kavile djete hele kam bradio de vera bižva. Asio nembre kele kabratje ebola vinja. Bo ali. Bo alita venje. Buri dva patuška te brevre danjono no koli ka lato no ko. Ka bito lo kombe fraktiato no ko ške ta liete ka liete kanjo. Kanjonija, ma, tuška? Greto. Greto, greto, greto vinja. Šva to tabre kada kod tebra tafla. Litorva na njene ko kabri kada kod njene ko loko bra. I žede ko prakja takala je. I sato loko holaj. I sato hole vinja na kaja palonja. Babidonia, Babidonia, Babidonia. Ebro frokoshete. Kabelitwa angor maniena. Ali doniete alugu bafrakatonchete ko obra braki. Joto brakinia nai. E ajoto alla gambrange e le coprafie vascor. Oh, niene me, niene coholo cobrabri da jon delle capra calletie. E jono nombre capra cadoge de braco niene calatito capra calito angalatia ne. E shato. E shato mea. E shato me, pratro te, niene colo capapa da cotogno, a teco, bosco. Te precagnano con pappi. Praschidania Nicolatina. Presci frantoni ne moaba digno no cobre che la caia. E se non ne Nicolacara. Maškora para katanje neko holakaj. Išatora maka. Ibele tušan toga makile. O kalajla. Mačuta, mačuta mej. Isverjam no kalaj. Pandjone neka. Ishe tuhu ma le tefre ma chua, ma tora. Ma tora me, ma kola kopra, ha shumbe. Oh, sabri kai, sabri kai, sabri kai. Oh, father, father, father. Wondrous and adoring, marvelous father.
Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua. Your love does heal. Your love does make whole. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Started with the first line is underlined. When you trust, you pray with my prophet. When you trust, you pray with my prophet. Underline the whole line. When you trust,
I need to ask.
Yeah, go
I need
ahead.
To ask a question. Let me finish. Finish the line. Is the word you or your?
When you.
Y-O-U.
No, when. When you trust.
Yeah, when you trust, yes. It's the next word that I'm questioning.
Oh. You pray with my prophet.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you trust, you pray with my prophet.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And it's all underlined.
It's all underlined.
Thank you.
You are, yeah. You are to trust my work this year. He's talking about this year again.
This year.
When you trust, yeah. When you trust my work this year. I'm sorry, I went to the first line. I moved my envelope here. Okay, you are to trust my work this year. You are to trust my work this year. So just to be clear, the first line, when you trust, you pray with my prophet, underline it. Second line, you are to trust my work this year.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Next line. Hebrews 4, chapter 4, verses 15, 1-5, and 16, 1-6. Hebrews 4, 15, and 16. Next line, and trust that my work will be finished. It will not take long.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'll read it again. And trust that my work will be finished, ED in the end. It will not take long. And you trust that my work will be finished. It will not take long.
Okay, let me read that line back again. And trust okay. that my work will be finished. It will not take long.
Correct.
Okay.
Next line. Psalm 119, verse 59. Psalm 119, 59. James 5, 16, 1-6. James 5, 16. Next line. 1 John 1, verses 8 and 9. First John 1, verses 8 and 9. Next line, this one is underlined. Do not be convinced. Oh, okay, C-O-N-V-I-N-C-E-D.
Convinced.
Convinced, thank you. Do not be convinced on your own mind. Oh, this line is underlined. Do not be convinced on your own mind. Do not be convinced on your own mind. Next line. Romans 14, verse 5. Romans 14, 1-4, verse 5. Next line. When you will understand. When you will understand. When you will understand. Next line, Exodus 12, verses 1 and 2. Exodus 12, verses 1 and 2. Next line, for my kingdom. For my kingdom. For my kingdom. Next line. And when you do this, do it for me. And when you do this, do it for me. And when you do this, do it for me. Numbers 29, chapter 29, verses 1 and 2. Numbers 29, verses 1 and 2. Next line. See how large your role, R-O-L-E, in this world. Pray for them. See how large your role in this world. Pray for them. See how large your role in this world. W-O-R-L-D, pray for them. Next line. Let me know if I'm going fast. I'm sure you will. Next line. Numbers again. 10:10. Numbers, chapter 10, verse 10. Next line. call, or this one is this one is underlined. Call on me, Israel. Call on me, Israel. Underline it. Call on me, Israel. Wow, this is very powerful. Call on me, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Underline it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Lord gave us the book of Acts 2:21. Acts 2:21. Philippians 2:8. Philippians 2:8. 1 Timothy 1:15. 1 Timothy 1:15. Next line. This one is underlined. I am the truth. It is time to believe. Wow. I'm the truth. It's time to believe. I'm the truth. It's time to believe. Underline it. I believe I know this one. John 14:6. John 14:6. Next line. I did. So write I did twice. I did to save you. I'll read it again. I did to save you.
Would you spell that, Dan?
I'm sorry. D-I-D.
Okay. I thought it might be died, D-I-E-D, but it's okay.
Oh. What did I say? D-I-D. D-I-D.
You said D-I-D.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay. Yes, it did. All right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
You were right.
Okay.
But I was just wondering, you know.
Okay. So I did to save you. Next line. Isaiah 53:12.
Oh.
Isaiah chapter 53:12. Isaiah 53:12, next line. 1 John 4:19. 1 John 4:19. Next line. Trust me today. Now, yeah, trust me today. Now. Team Church. Trust me today, now, Team Church. Trust me today, now, Team Church. Next line. Luke 17:25-30. Luke 17:25-30. Luke 17:25-30. Next line. It will look like the time of Noah, Noah,
mm-hmm.
and Lot, Okay, I'll read it again. Okay, it will look like the time of Noah and Lot.
Okay, is that a capital L-O-T, like the name of Abraham's
yes.
nephew?
Okay. Yes, L-O-T.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it will look like the time of Noah and Lot. Next line.
Mm-hmm.
But you, church, will be okay. But you, church, will be okay. Next line, underline it. And the Son of Man will be revealed.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
It's underlined, the whole line. And the Son of Man will be revealed. Thank you, Lord. Next line. My word, there is no S, W-O-R-D. My word is alive and active.
Yes, yes.
And, I'm sorry, my word is alive and active. I am speaking to you. My word is alive and active. I am speaking to you. My word is alive and active. I'm speaking to you. Next line. My strength to this generation. My strength to this generation. My strength to this generation. Next line. Psalm 71. 17 through 18. Yes, Psalm 71, 17 and 18. Psalm 71, 17 and 18. Next line. This one is underlined. Trust in a higher power that is your God. Trust in a higher power. That is your God. Trust in a higher power. That is your God. Underline the whole line. Trust in a higher power. That is your God. Next line. Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 34, 3, 4. Matthew 6, 34. Next line. You are to practice, P-R-A-C-T-I-C. You are to practice and do it. You are to practice and do it. Next line. Live your life to what my word says. Underline it. The whole line, underline the whole line. Sorry, I forgot to say that. Live your life to what my word says. Live your life to what my word says. 1 John 3. 1 John 3.
Okay.
Next line, dear brothers and sisters, oh yeah, that's it, dear brothers and sisters, trust in me.
Is that the signature?
Yeah. So, dear brothers and sisters, that's the line before the signature. Trust in me.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We trust you. It's about trust today.
It's about trust today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I have a feeling we're going to need to trust in him this year. It begins with, when you trust, you pray with my prophet. Underlined. You are to trust my work this year. Hebrews 4, 15 and 16. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And trust that my work will be finished. It will not take long. Psalm 119:59. When I think my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. Well, I'm going to read that in another translation. That's the ESV. It's not too, I think on my ways. When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. Okay, that's good, yes. In the King James, it says, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. The New American, I considered my ways, and that word is Derek. So you think on his word, what it says. That's really matching what he says at the end, walk in his word. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. 1 John 1:8-9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from unrighteousness. Hallelujah. 1 John 1, that's what I read, 1 John 1:8-9. The next line, do not be convinced on your own mind, underlined, Romans 14:5. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. And that is translated with convinced in the ESV, the NASB, and the Amplified. When you will understand, Exodus 12:1-2. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, this month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Folks, he's talking about the very month that we are in right now. This is the beginning of the sacred calendar. and this is the beginning of the months. It was instituted at the Passover. So according to the way God sees it, this is like the beginning of a year, and he's talking to us about this year. Hallelujah. So it's the year coming up from this month. Remember the second line he said to us was, you are to trust my work this year. So he's speaking to us as the beginning of the year, the beginning, Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. Hallelujah. When you will understand, and then he says, the beginning of the month, this is the first month of the year for you. I think we're going to understand some things in this year. I think that's what he means. For my kingdom, and when you do this, do it for me. Numbers 29, 1 and 2. On the first day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work. It is a day for you to blow the trumpets. And you shall offer a burnt offering for a pleasing aroma to the Lord. One bull from the herd, one ram, seven male lambs, a year old without blemish. All right, this is the Feast of Trumpets. That's the one we just celebrated last Friday night and Saturday with Brother Max. He's really drawing our attention to when this is. Praise your name, Lord. Give us understanding on this.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Give us understanding. See how large your role in this world. Pray for them. Numbers 10:10. On the day of your gladness also, and at your appointed feast, and at the beginning of your month, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. This shall be a reminder of you before your God. I am Jehovah your God. Now the King James uses the word memorial. And this is the memorial of the blowing of trumpets. It's not a memorial of particularly of things that were, but a memorial of things that shall be and that have been foreshadowed. Still talking about it. Still talking about this day. Hallelujah. And then underlined, that when we said this, when he said this, call on me, Israel, I thought we actually prayed today, and God used our prayers to speak to Israel and tell them to call on him.
That's what I got,
call
too.
On me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Call on me, Israel. That's what we prayed. And I believe it's effective. Acts 2:21. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Philippians 2:8. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. 1 Timothy 1:15. the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. I am the truth. It is time to believe. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, it's just verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I did, to save you. Isaiah 53:12. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his life, his soul, unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many, and makes intercession for the transgressors. I read this every day, and in my healing scriptures, of course, this is a healing chapter about Jesus on the cross taking our healing. And I just always get moved when it says that he's making intercession. He made intercession for the transgressors. He was the intercession. His very life. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. Hallelujah. Trust me today. Now, team, church. Luke 17:25-30. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Huh.
Wow. It will look like the time of Noah and Lot, but you, church, will be okay. And the Son of Man will be revealed. That line is underlined.
Mm-hmm.
My word is alive and active. I am speaking to you, my strength, to this generation.
Hallelujah. Wow.
You know, one thing about the days of Noah and Lot, those things are common things. People eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. But we know that they were evil in the time of Noah, so evil that God had to let the floods come. They were evil, so evil in their eating and drinking and buying and selling and planting and building in Sodom at the time of Lot, that he had to rain down fire and brimstone from heaven. So I think it means that things will appear normal things, eating, drinking, marrying, things like that. But it will be evil action. And the door will close to the ark. The body of Christ will be fulfilled, will be filled. And God will take us out, like he did Lot. Of course, take us to the heavens, and we'll be all right.
Ms. Vita, is it okay if I say something?
Sir?
Is it okay if I say something here?
Of course.
Okay. Earlier, the Lord told us before Numbers 10:10, he said, see how large your role is, your role in this world.
Uh-huh.
Pray for.
Mm-hmm.
Just the Spirit of the Lord, just, I just want to share this. It's all there. See how large you rule in this world. Pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Spirit, go ahead.
And yet, you know, I got the same thing, that it referred back to that, and that we are to pray for them.
Yes.
We are to pray for those that were all caught up in this. Like they were in the time of Noah and Lot. Mm-hmm.
He's telling us to pray for them prior to this. Yeah, praise the Lord.
He's
wow.
telling us to pray for them and using us to pray for them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Psalm 71, 17 and 18. And my tongue will talk of your righteous help all the day long, for they have been put to shame and disappointed who sought to do me hurt. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. Hallelujah. Now, he said, my strength to this generation. The New American and the King James use the word strength to this generation. So I'm going to read it in the New American. My tongue also shall utter your righteousness all day long, for they are ashamed, for they are humiliated who seek my hurt. And even when I am old and gray, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to all who are to come. So I'm going to use one of those that uses the word strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. Next line. Trust in a higher power that is your God. Matthew 6:34. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Hallelujah. Trust in a higher power. That's the thing about it. And don't worry about anything. You are to practice and do it. Live your life to what my word says. 1 John 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has
And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brethren, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. We will know by this that we are of the truth and will assure our hearts before him. In whatever our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. Whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. The one who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. We know by this that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Wow. That whole chapter is practice. Here's what you practice. Here's how you live your life. Just like the line he gave us about him. That's what he expects out of us. And he says in there, that's what pleases him.
Mm.
So here we are, to the very end, praying about things of the end, and he shows us how to live in this day. Dear brothers and sisters, trust in me. Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, so much to meditate. I mean, from last week and Rosh Hashanah and this week, God is speaking to us. God is using us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I would like to invite all of you to try your best to come to Autumn Assembly of Prayer. I sense it's going to be very high, very holy, as well as very needful. Last night, Mark Burns spoke, and he's a black preacher, very on fire for God. We're also on his channel. He has a channel, a network. And he's considered by many to be like a pastor to Mr. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump.
And he was just so fired up and fired us up. And he said, we're in the political season, and we are. And so I invite you to come and join us all in prayer. Oh, my goodness, when I'm going places now and I look out and I see so many of the WWPs, it lifts the place because you are prayers. You are prayers. And it lifts the place and lifts the prayer. And that's what Autumn Assembly is about. It's where you come to work in prayer. I expect to see much happen. We will begin on Wednesday night. That's our prayer night to begin, and Brother Max will be there, and we will pray together. The Wednesday prayer that day, October 11, will be in the morning by phone. We will not have a noon prayer, and the noon prayer, we're moving on down to our evening service. I think it's at 7:30, but you can go online and see for sure. But do your best to be there with us in perfect person. I sense it's going to be very high, even like it was in Rosh Hashanah. My goodness, he spoke to us about the beginning of this year and Rosh Hashanah, and he's telling us he sees years differently than beginning on January 1st. And so what he's telling us here is about this coming up year. Hallelujah. And for him, the coming up year will end in September 24th. So what a year.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise Max, do you have anything else?
I don't know how many people watched Friday night, but if you haven't, I believe you need to take these notes, go back and write them down. Go to yeshualoveshealing.org or .com. You will really put it together, just like Miss Billy said. This is to meditate on, and this is to preach on right now, to preach these words. Any pastor telling you what to do, you pray about it. But the Spirit of the Lord telling me that we are to speak and preach on these words. And meditate on it. Praise the Lord.
I did that at Macalyn Hammond's church. You are to speak my season of change this year. Rapid change. That's what he said to us on Rosh Hashanah.
Yes.
You are in a season of change. And he spoke of the darkness, but that we would not be overwhelmed. And praise God, just wonderful, sobering, but wonderful. So I'm going to close off now. And remember, I'm going to be calling back in exactly at 5 minutes past the hour. That will be 5 minutes past 12 Central Time. And then you can change it from there. I need to get up around here and pack and be ready to check out. And then we'll have the noon prayer. Praise the Lord. Love you guys.
Praise the Lord.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.